friend sallallahu alayhi wasallam would barley bread and fat whose smell or its taste has changed. In other words, it was so simple, it was so old, that the fat also, the taste of it had changed. Something that we ourselves wouldn't eat. But he said, I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this. لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُهُ يَقُولَ I would hear him say, مَا أَصْبَحَ لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَاعٌ وَلَا أَمْسًا That the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they didn't have in the morning or evening one saw of barley also. One saw, we explained, was four muds. And at that time he's saying, وَإِنَّهُمْ لَتِسْعَةُ أَبْيَاتٍ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي At that time there were nine households of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and yet they didn't have one saw of wheat, one saw of barley. In other words, such little that they had at the morning and the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and between his home, so little he had. So he's saying that I took this bread, the simple bread, and that fat that had changed its smell also to give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was personally living in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So personal account of the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving. Another hadith, today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala, laqad ra'aytu sab'ina min ahli suffa. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, I've seen 70 from the people of Suffa, from the people that lived near Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the raised platform, and they were studying there. Ma minhum rajulun alayhi rida'un, imma izarun wa imma kisa'un. We did this hadith. None of them had even a lower garment and a upper garment, or kisa'un, or a flowing like a cloak. Qad rabatu, either they had this cloth that was flowing, fi anaqihim minha ma yablughu nisfa saqin, was tied around their neck, and someday it was just going till halfway through the shin. وَمِنْهَا مَا يَبْلُغُ الْكَعْبِينَ Some of them, it went a little bit longer. فَيَجْمَعُ بِيَدِهِ But they would, because that cloth was so scarce, they would try and gather that cloth. كَرَاهِيَةَ أَن تُرَاعُ عُورَتَهُ That fearing that their private parts mustn't get exposed. In other words, even that cloth that they had tied around their neck that was running down, that was so sparse that they were scared. Now, if they walked just like that, the private parts might get exposed. So they were gathering it also just to cover themselves. So little they had as far as clothes is concerned. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat kana firash rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min udwin hashwuhu leafun. Aisha radiallahu anha is describing the bed of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It wasn't a seedy postrabidic or a cloud nine or a temper mattress like what we got. She's saying that kana firash rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the bed of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made from skin, from leather, and it was stuffed with fiber and leaves from the date palm. In other words, the stuffing of that, to give it a little bit of padding, a little bit, it had date leaves and a bit of fiber. And in those days, the wealthy, what they would use was they would use wool to pad the bedding. To pad the skin, they would use wool. Here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taking something that was freely found. In other words, this thing was free. Anybody could find it anywhere, lying date leaves and this fiber. So he used that simple thing as a little padding for his bedding. One more hadith. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhum qala kunna julusan ma rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ija rajul min al-ansar fasallama alayhi thumma adbar al-ansari. Hazrat Ibn Umar, the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum, he's saying, once we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when an ansari man came, person from the ansari, he came fasallama, he made salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thumma adbar al-ansari. So after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, after this ansar came and he greeted, now he was going, his Ansari turned to go away. Now he came and made salam to Rasulullah. He was going away. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَا أَخَ الْأَنصَارِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called out to him that, oh, our Ansar brother, oh, Ansari brother, كَيْفَ أَخِي سَعْدُ بْنُ عُبَادَةِ That how is our brother Sa'd ibn Ubadah? So فَقَالَ صَالِحٌ So he said, he used this word صَالِح. صَالِح means the person is okay, he's well. But in other words, he wasn't really well. But it's a good omen to say that somebody who's not well, he just used it as a good omen, hoping that he'll get better. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew that he wasn't well. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ يَعُودُهُ مِنْكُمْ First lesson we learn from here is if we see somebody and they got a family member that's not well, or they got some person that we may know, try and find out how's this person feeling, how's he keeping. In other words, you're trying to find out something about a fellow Muslim. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, first thing he did to ask him, how's our brother feeling? So then he said, okay. The next thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may ya'uduhu minkum, addressing the people in front of him, that who from you would like to go and visit him? In other words, if he's not well, who of you would like to go visit him? Next thing we learn from here is to visit the sick. It's important, very important to visit the sick. فَقَامَ وَقُمْنَا مَعُهُ. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu saying the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself stood up. وَقُمْنَا مَعُهُ. When he stood up, we stood up with him. وَنَحْنُ بِضْعَةَ عَشَرَ. We are about 10 or more than 10. مَا عَلَيْنَا نِعَالٌ وَلَا خِفَافٌ وَلَا قَلَانِسُ وَلَا قُمُسٌ. This part of the hadith ties up with this chapter that we're doing. He's saying all 10 of us, none of us had shoes, none of us had leather socks, none of us had hats, and none of us had shirts also. نَمْشِي فِي تِلْكَ السَّبَّخ. He said that we walked in that, نَمْشِي فِي تِلْكَ السِّبَخ, that we walked on that barren land, that stony barren land like that, we walked barefoot. حَتَّى جِئْنَاهُ, until we had reached the house of Sa'd ibn Ubadah. فَاسْتَأَخَرَ قَوْمُهُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِ حَتَّى دَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَصْحَابَهُ الَّذِينَ مَعَهُ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. He said, when those people that were around Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah, they saw the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba came, so they just moved away, to make way. Like how sometimes a person goes to hospital and he's got people around him. So those people around just make way for the other visitors to come in. So like that, this, he's saying, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba came. First they went barefoot, without any leather socks, without even a hat, without even a top, because of the poverty of situation. But the fact that they made it a point to go and visit their brother. Sometimes in our situation, we got cars, we got decent roads, we got easy things to visit the sick, but we don't go and visit the sick. Yet despite their condition, they went in this condition to visit the sick. Next lesson we learn is that if there are people around the sick person, and other people come, that obviously people, senior people, etc., out of ikram for them, it is nice to make a little bit of way. The next lesson we learn from here is that when you're visiting a sick person, try and go a little close to the sick person. He doesn't have to exert himself to speak. He doesn't need to speak in a higher tone so that you far away you can hear him. And when you're saying something also in his condition, he can hear you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, even close to Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu. And then the last lesson that we learn from this, or the next lesson that we learn, is that people that Allah Pak had given a little bit of authority, seniority, senior in age, etc., they should try and make it a point of going to visit those people that are sick, those people that are not well, those friends, etc., because they get happy to see them. Such and such a person came, this person from my masjid came, this musalli, somebody I look up to, I got respect to, I like, he came to visit me, so that sick person is feeling a little bit comforted. So this was the style and the thing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why he was loved so much, and that's why he was known as the people's man, and that's why Sahaba was so loving and willing to grab onto every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of his style. It doesn't matter what condition he was going through at home, but he was a people's man. Everything he did with Sahaba, and he did for Sahaba, like the hadith we did before, that even when something came to him, immediately he would call. Something that he could participate in hadiah, he would call everybody else and he would join them in it. So people saw him as a people's man, they saw him as a person going through suffering with them, moving with them. That is why the great love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today being Friday, we should try and increase our durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day ulama says, when he's reciting this durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then think of all these hadiths. Think of all the difficult times that he went so that deen could come to us. So when that durood is coming out from a person, it's coming out now with much more love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should increase for durood, try and be early for Jumu'ah Salah, try and, Dr. Sahib was mentioning to me, mention to the people that after Jumu'ah also don't rush out, try and complete the Sunnah Salah, and we should also try and complete Surah Kahf. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.